Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir is sponsored. It's for the schus of the return of all the hostages and for the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding the Shabbos Daf Pivov in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shneimosor, the 12th Perek, starting Halacha Dalid in Daf Peyem with base in the bottom. Zog the Mishto. HaKoisev Shtei Oisiyos Behelim Echot Chayov. Someone who writes two letters in one helim, in other words, in one forgetting, that he did not realize in between, so he's chayav, chatos for the two letters that he wrote. Kosa bedyoi, besam, besikro, bekumus, uve kalkantum. So these are all different materials that he used in order to write. Dyoi is the classic ink, and the sam, sikro, kumus, e kalkantum are different chemicals that are used as ink. O becholdovo shuhu roishim, anything that remains, that leaves a roishim, so he will be chayav in these cases. Then we talk about the ink that he uses. Now I talk about on the platform that he's putting it on. Al shnei koisli habayis, two walls of the house. Val shnei dape pinkos, two pages of a wooden book. Vehem negim zeimze, as long as you can read them together, chayav. So reading together means that the two, you write on the two walls, the two edges of the wall, one next to each other, so you can see it in one shot, like in the corner of the house. And the two pinkos that we're talking about, he's writing on the edge of each page, so you put the two pages together, they can read them together. Hakoisel besor chayav, writing on one's flesh is chayav. Vamisar, if he makes a scratch on the basor, that's also considered to be writing. So it's mechayev chatos. We have a shul poiter because it's not derech ksiva. That's not the normal way of writing. With that pivov and with that on top, says the Gemara Kosav Bidyoi. He used real ink, but he wrote al ali yerokos. He wrote on leaves, on vegetable leaves that don't usually remain for a long time, or b'mashkin v'meperis. He used drink or juice. Alaluach, and he wrote it on it, something which is miskayim, a wooden page. So even though it's doshim miskayim what he's writing on, but he's not using ink that remain. So potter achiyichtov dovo shekayomo al dovo shekayomo. Definition is the ink needs to be something that remains, and the item where he writes on it is also something which remains for a long time. Rav Yaakov Barachor, Rav Yasso B'Shem, Rabbi Lozor said the following. Kos of Ois Achas B'Tveria of Ois Achas B'Tziporin. He wrote one letter in the city of Tveria and one letter in the city of Tziporim. Chayav, he's chayav in these two letters. Says the Gemara, how could that be? Va'ataninu, we learned, im eino nehegim zeim ze potter. If you can't read them together, so they're potter. So here, how could you read the one letter in one city and the other letter in the other city? So the Gemara Omar of Abo Mamemel, we're using here the Gisra of Abchaim, Besid Dak. What does it mean, Sidak? So they used to put some type of plaster on the walls of the city, and that would go till the edge of the city. And you used to write very large letters on this plaster, which is on the walls of the city. So one who is in Tveria, and he sees the big letter at the end of that's written on the wall of the city, and then he travels to Tzipoiri, and then he sees the letter that's written on the wall of Tziporim, he could connect these two letters together because he understands the one letter refers to the other letter and they connect together. So even though they're not next to each other, but they're still read together because the big letter on this wall and the big letter on that wall, when one travels, he figures out that they're connected and therefore it's considered being Ne'agim Zeimze. They're read together and therefore one is Chayof. Says the Gemara, Eidim She'enem Yoidim Lachtim. Now, this following Gemara, according to Rab Chaim, is written in the end of the Halacha, which we're going to get to in the end of this Daf. But because in our Gemara is printed over here, so we'll read it right now, because it's not really necessary to see the Hemshacha Gemara in order to understand this, even though this connects to the end of the Halacha. So the Gemara says like this, Eidim She'enem Yoidim Lachtim. If you have Eidim, they have to sign on a get, but they don't know how to sign. What should they do? So what you do is you write with ink, and then they use siko, which is a red ink. So it's a different color, and therefore they're going to do it on top of the ink, and that should be fine. Or you write with in front of them in a red ink, and they will write in blank ink on top. Says that doesn't work for get. That works for Shabbos, as we'll see in the Hemshech HaSugyo. If you write something on top of another letter, that may be a Chiyu Shabbos. But for get, you don't write a Ksav, Agav Ksav. And therefore, it should not work for get. So what should he do? He brings an empty piece of paper. Someone tears the shape of a letter in front of them. They fill up the teared part. Meaning, he takes an empty paper. He designs in it a hole that looks like a signature. He puts it on top of the get. And they fill up that hole. And then you immediately have their ksav. So more of a ksav yodosh, we should know. Said, but if they're filling up the entire hole, entire tear in the paper, so what they're filling up, they're not doing their own handwriting. They're just filling up whatever the person who prepared the paper did for them. So it's really the ksavyad, it's really the handwriting of the original one who prepared the paper. Says more machiv lifnei sakir. You're right. It makes the tear a little larger. They don't fill up the entire tear. They fill up whatever they feel they want to fill up in there. So imele, it's more unique to them. It doesn't go exactly the design of the torn paper, but they at least have a direction of how to write it. Ramon asked, "Falama linan amin roishim lifnei b'mayim." Says I have another solution. Instead of writing with red ink or black ink, and you have a problem doing salaga b'ksav, just write with water. Water is an ink which is not miskayev, doesn't stay there. So you're merely writing on top, that should be good. Says the Gemara, imba v'irer iruroi kayom. That's the gear of Reb Chaim. Meaning, no, but the husband could still use that as a way to be poisel the get. Because he's going to say the salaga b'ksav. They didn't write directly, they wrote in water. So even the water is double shen miskayim, but if they wrote while the water was there, the baal still has some way to be poisel the get, and therefore we don't want to rely on salaga b'ksav. Says the Gemara, kureya alor betavnis ksav chayov. Going back to Shabbos, someone who tears the hide, a skin, leather, and he makes it this tzu of a ksav, he's chayov. Because that's a normal way to do it. But a roishim alohor ketzav ksav, if he just scratches on a leather, like a ksav, and it's not really red, you can't really see it, so then he's potter. Omle Rabbi Lazar, va'aloi ben satado, lohivik shofi mitzrayim elabekach. Ben satado was trying to smuggle out from Mitzrayim, from Egypt, kshofim, different sorcery writings that he could come and use afterwards. But there in Mitzrayim, they didn't allow anybody to take away their secrets. So he couldn't write it. So what did he do? He scratched it on a piece of leather, so it's not nikar, and he was able to steal it. So you see, people do write on a piece of leather that way. Because of one fool, so everybody else will lose meaning, as the Reb Chaim explains. Not that he was a fool, but he was Moise Nefesh. He basically went beyond the normal way of writing in order to be able to get to these kshafim. So that's not a normal way. That doesn't show that most people write this way. And therefore, if you just scratch on leather, that's not considered to be a ksiva. Says the Gemara of the Kosav, now we're going into Gittin. It says by Gittin, you have to write on the get. It says Vikosav, you have to write Veloy Chokak, not engraved. It needs to be an actual writing. Vikosav Veloya Metiv. Metiv means that he pours lead on the paper, and every lead is one dot, as we're going to point it out soon. So he's pouring many dots of lead on the paper. That's not considered to be writing. Vikosav Veloya Shoifich. He writes, it doesn't spill. We'll see in a moment what does the spilling mean. Says the Gemara Vikosav Loy Choikek. He writes, he does it engrave. He's tani tani afilu choikek. This tani that says that engraving is good enough in get. Oma avchizdo mando oma loy choikek. The one who says you can't do chakiko, beboilet mokam aksav. Kegon adin dinyo. What he means is that you engraved around the letters, and remember the letters are sticking out like they do with the coins. How do they make coins? They press the metal around the shape of the coin, and then you have a shape coming out, stays where it was, but you didn't touch the shape. That's not a good ksiva. The one who says the engraving is good, like you engrave in a wooden page, which means you step and press it in, that does work. The cost of a law metiv, what does it mean? So we said you can come and pour lead on the paper. Meaning he spilled many letters, many dots, and he did connect them. So that's like I said to be writing. But if he did connect them and created a letter out of it, that's fine. Even he did connect it, that's not the way one writes. The cost of a law shoifich, you don't spill, what does that mean? These people that live in the East, they're very, very smart. When one of them wants to send, when they have base, Milo Mistariko in Chavre, he wants to send a secret message to his friend. He doesn't want other people to know what he's writing. So what does he do? Who costs a bimei milin? He uses main milin, which is afatzim. And afatzim is a certain type of chemical. And it's that niker on the cloth. You can't read it when it's on a parchment because it's the same color as the parchment. So he writes with that and nobody can read it. Then what does he do? The one who receives the letter, he puts the ink that has no apatzim, and it goes in this place where you have the meimilin, and it's absorbed over there. That's the location where it remains on it. And now he can read. He can read the ksav because the ink is basically bringing out what was written before. So that's a shoyfech, it doesn't work in get. By get, if you spilled yoyin, that comes out a new words, but he didn't actually write it. So that's like it's to be ksiva. So the more also can be Shabbos mahu. All these things that we said that it doesn't work by get, what about Shabbos? So Yoyin Mashiach Lokish Tavai Namrim Vuhushe Kosav Dyo Gabe Dyoi Vesikro Gabe Sikro. Gemara explains what we're going to learn later. When it says the ksav al gabi ksav is potter, it says, you know what ksav al gabi ksav is potter? Ink on ink, or red ink on red ink. So he didn't actually do anything. But if he did black ink on red ink, or red ink on black ink, he's chayav. Why is he chayav? Because he made a difference. So even though by gittin, this is not a ksav, by Shabbos, it is a ksav. So you see from here, it does work by Shabbos for a person to be chayav. Says the Gemara of Yitzchok b'Mishashu b'Shem Rabbanon de Tamon. He said, "Name Rabbanon there in Bavel, Chayav Shtayim Shum Moichek u'Mishum Koisef." In Shabbos, he's Chayav too. He's Chayav for the fact that he's erasing the original Ksav, and he's Chayav for writing the new Ksav. And according to Abchaim, right now the Gemara brings what we said just in the previous Amud regarding writing the Get, because we're comparing the Get to Shabbos, who just did it. So the Shaila is, can the Edim sign on a Ksav which is there? That's what we quoted before. Halacha is Zok Demishto. Kosov be mashkin be peiros. He used the liquid. It's called me mashkin. Reb Chaim explains is water of tutim of berries that are a little black, or me peiros or any other juices. Be'avak drachim be'avak soifrim. Avak drachim is dust that you find in the way. Avak soifrim is the residue that's left from the scribes. Ovichol don sheinu miskayim. Anything that doesn't remain potter. La'acha yoder, you know, he wrote in the back of his hand, biragli with his foot, pefiv with his mouth, uvim arpeikoy with his elbow, or kosav ois achat somel ksav. He wrote one letter next to a existing word, or ksav al gabi ksav, we mentioned before, he writes atop something which is already written. Niskavin liksoiv ches, he wants to write the letter ches, because of shnei zainim, but he didn't connect the ches together, and came out instead, two letters zain. He has one letter in the ground, one letter up in the ceiling. They can't read them together. Al shnei kois la'bayis and two different walls of the house, but they can't read it together. It's not on the corner, so it's two different walls. Al shnei dape pinkos ve'ein ne'agim zeim ze, or in two pages of the wooden book, which you can't read together because it's not on the edge of the book, edge of the page, but in the middle. And all these cases, he's potter. Because of ois achas nutrikon, he wrote one letter, and it's only a trick, meaning it means to say a full word. So he writes one letter, you know, one letter, and that letter refers to a full word. Says the Gemara, one who's writing a Sefer Torah and needs to write Yud Kei Vav Kei, but then he is in mind, he made a mistake, and he was about to write Yehudo. But then he ended up writing Yud Kei Vav Kei without the Dalet, and it came out the name of Hashem. So he wasn't his intention, but he came out what he needed. So what should he do? Hare Hashem bim koimoy, and the Shem is in the right place. Hu moichkoy u mekaimoy hu bigdusha. What should he do is, he should erase the name and rewrite it, and that's the Gdusha. In other words, because when he wrote it without Kavana, it doesn't have Gdusha. No, don't erase it. Just rewrite it. Go on top of the letters, write it again, and mekayim it, and you'll give Gdusha to it. They said, that's not great. That's fine, but it's not great. That's what the Chachom said. Says the Gemara now, Michlofo shitoso de abyudo, Taman oimer einuksav. So meaning, of Yudel Chor doesn't go to Shitoso well, because by us, he says, not aksav. We said, ksav like a big ksav. Rabbi did not argue. We said, it's not aksav. But by Shem Hashem, you say, by writing on top of it, should be fine. Now we're going to use the Gius of Reb Chaim that changes the order of the next few lines of the Gemara. And the Reb Chaim goes on, when it says, V'ochu oyim ksav. Here we said, by Shem Hashem is ksav. Says, the Gemara, mau ksav like a big ksav, chad le'el min chad. Meaning the Gemara answers, by Shabbos, where Rabbi Yehuda says that ksavah b'ksavah is not good, is when he writes one letter in one line, and the next line. So you can't read them together. That's why he's potter. But if you have a word and you write on top of the word, you know, you rewrite it with the same ink, so that's considered to be a good ksavah according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Yaakov Zavdi b'shem Ravohu loya market. He said the use of the sug is a little different. And the maklafos shitos de Rabban. Who is the question on Rabban? What's the question? Tamun oimei no mina muvchor. Rabban told Rabbi Yehuda that's not the best way to write ksav al gabei ksav. Ha ksavi. It's still b'diavad. It is ksav. Ve'achu oimei ksav al gabei ksav enu ksavu. But by us in the mission, nobody argues the ksav al ksav is not a good ksav. Says the Gemara, b'shitoso yishivu. They answer him, l'shitoscha, according to you, Rabbi Yehuda. B'shitoscha sh'atoyim eksavu, even according to you, that you hold, that eksav b'eksav does work, ain't no mina mufchor. It's not the best thing. Because at the end of the day, you're not writing a full ksav. You're just writing ksav b'eksav. So I want to tell Rabbi Yehuda, we hold that this is not a good ksav at all. But you, that you hold it is a good ksav, at least agree with us, that's not a perfect ksav, it's better to erase and rewrite it. So that's why Rabbanu argue Rabbi Yehuda, l'shitoso, they argue with him, and the Gemara concludes, according to Rabbi Yehuda, ksav al gabei ksav is okay, and by Shabbos, we're talking about he's writing in two different lines, and according to Rabbanu, ksav al gabei ksav is not a good ksav, and therefore you have to erase and rewrite it. Says the Gemara now, in that pizayim mudaf on top, my timer de Abshua ben Meseiro, we mentioned the Mishnah, if you write one letter, which means a word, according to Abshua ben Meseiro, he is chayav. Why is he chayav? Moisechat atalamed kamoisois. From one letter, I understand many letters, meaning from one letter, I understand the entire word. So even though he didn't actually write the word, it's considered to be he wrote the word, because this letter is symbolizing that word. With this, we conclude, Yushalmi Shabbos da pevov.